Well, I did say to you that the big reunion is back out on the road, and this time it's all about the boys. Any of these tunes mean anything to you? Never let go, gotta hold on in. Don't stop till the break of dawn in. Keep moving, don't stop backing. That's got to be one of my favourite tunes. I'll tell you, Blue and All Right. You also had some Five tunes, 911 in there too. And I've got Sean Conlon from Five and Anthony Costa from Blue on the line. Hello, guys. How are you?
How you doing? How you doing?
Very, very good. Hey, listen, that's something else. When you think about all the hits that you guys had collectively, how do you manage to sit down and talk about the tunes that you're going to bring us to the Odyssey? How do you go through the set list together?
We'll probably get told.
somebody
probably
tells you what to do.
People like these songs. This is what you're singing. We'll say, yeah, you're probably right.
You must have some say in it. I mean, there must be songs that you want to perform yourself.
Well, I think we all agree. I mean, we'll definitely be doing Keep On Moving. That's for sure. I mean, we just want to give, like, you know, the people what they want to hear, really, from Five's perspective. I'm sure it's the same for them.
Yeah, same with us, yeah. You know, it's very hard to pick what you want to sing, but you know, it's all about the crowd at the end of the day. And you know, if you do your three or four top hits, then everyone's a winner.
What have you guys been doing, Sean? Let me start with you first. And what have you been doing in the interim period since Five split up and they all went your separate ways for a while? What did you do?
Not a lot, really. when I left Five, I was only 20 years old, and you know, I was Sean from Five. I had to go and find out who Sean Conlon was. I must admit, it's taken me a long time, 12 years. You know what I mean?
But seriously, it must be difficult whenever you're only that age. You're only 20.
Yeah.
And you've shot the fame. Everybody knows who you are. And then, you know, you've got to go through life trying to find out who is the real person here.
I think, you know, between like 15 and 20, they're really informative years where, you know, people go to university or whatever, they find out who they are and sort of, you know, work out the personality and character and that. And I never really had that chance. I came straight out of school and I was just Sean from Five. So I guess between 20 and 25, I did everything that you would do between 15 and 20, which was sort of, you know, go through my teenage years and grow up.
Yeah. Did you go mad?
Yeah.
Mm. And you're not mad now, or you're just not as mad?
I'm very sensible.
Now you are,
Thank you very much.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's good that you've managed to do that, because some people don't come out the other side, Sean. Seriously, some people, I'm sure you see them on all the talent shows and you think, God love them, they're only like 15, 16 years old. They're going to realise that it's not always like that.
Yeah, it's very dangerous, isn't it? I mean, everyone's sort of telling you your best things in sliced bread every day. I suppose it's difficult not to believe it. And I think it's probably about your family. If the family handle it well, you'll handle it well. If your family lose the plot, you'll lose the plot.
Yeah, yeah. What about you, Anthony? Did you have the same experience, or were you a wee bit older whenever you joined Blue?
I was 18, so literally come out of, you know, secondary school and, you know, straight into a band. So like Sean, you know, it was amazing at the time, but then you sort of sit back and you when Blue had called it a day, there was nothing else, you know, there was, what do I do? And luckily for me, I went into I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. And from that, I went into theatre, which is my first love, is acting. So, you know, I had that to fall back on as well, you know. But coming on to what Sean was saying, it's the same sort of thing what we all went through, you know. We were young, naive, and when you come out of it, you're thinking, what do I do now, you know?
Yeah.
Just watch Jeremy Kyle on TV, do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of people probably look at you and think, well, what have you to complain about? You made a fortune. you know, who you had the opportunity, you had an opportunity to do that. A lot of people getting up every morning don't even have a job. So there's other people put a bit of pressure on thinking, what have you got to complain about?
Well, nothing really. But I think that if we'd have just gone on the programme and said all the positive things, people would have just said, oh, we don't want to hear it all day. Stop telling us how good your life is. Ours is crap.
Exactly.
So you can't really win. But I think people do like drama today. They're addicted to drama. They like that on TV programmes. And I think it was about finding out, you know, what was behind the scenes and the things that you didn't know. I think that was interesting for people. And, well, it's definitely worth, because we're all going on tour, boy band tour.
Exactly. Well, whenever somebody came along, somebody waved the bank balance and said, listen, we can make some money here. Was it difficult to say yes after you've managed to, as you say, Sean, go and find the real Sean Conlon? Was it difficult to say, we'll go back into that again?
I think the timing of it has been perfect for me. I mean, 12 years or whatever it is, 13 years, has been a really long time. So, I mean, I'm not really a person that looks at things on paper and looks at the pros and cons and works it out whether it's good or bad. I'm a bit more of a gut instinct type of person than that. And I just felt it was really the right thing for me to do. It wasn't really only purely a business decision. I think, you know, from Five's perspective, people really connected with us as a band because it was, and for all the bands really, it's a personal journey. It's not just a business thing.
Mm-hmm. Tell me this, what sort of audience are you expecting whenever you, you've been out on the road, have you?
We went out last year, didn't we, Sean? Yeah. We did the reunion tour last year, it was absolutely phenomenal. we just want the same sort of crowd that come last year, you know. Mm-hmm. People come, relive their youth, it's all very nostalgic, and why not? It's what it's all about, and just coming over, enjoying yourself and having a good time.
We just had a memory, actually, of when we was having a few of the pints of the, of the Black Pop.
Uh-huh.
And Anthony was he was teaching me a few of the old blue moves.
And he was teaching me the five moves.
Yeah. So you're having at least you're having some fun with it. It's not just all
ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, look, listen, good luck. When are you going to be here? It's Blue 5 A1 Fifth Story, which is a brand new band,
Damage.
Is it? Who's in Fifth Story? Remind me. Kenzie?
Dane Bowers.
Dane Bowers, that's right.
Yeah. Kenzie.
Gareth Skates.
My goodness. So it's Fifth Story, Damage. I love Damage. I thought they were great. So 3T and 911 all coming together to the Odyssey on the 1st of November. Tickets have already gone on sale, went on sale on Thursday there. So chance for you to pick up tickets, go along and enjoy Sean and Anthony and all the boys. Have fun, guys. Thanks for joining
us
today.
Thank you very much for your time.
No problem.
Much.
Take care, darling. Bye-bye.
Bye.
See you. So you got that to look forward to on the 1st of November. Those boys all back. Having a good time. I know one of our listeners who will definitely be at that. Margaret, that's you. Every time there's a boy band about, she's there.
I woke up today with this feeling that better things are coming my way. And if the sunshine has a meaning, you're telling me not to let them get in my way. When the rainy days are dying, gotta keep on trying. All the bees and birds are flying. Never let go, gotta hold on in. Non-stop till the break of dawn in. Keep moving, don't stop bucking. Keep on moving on anyway. Get on up when you're down.
imagine it'd be good crack. That concert is going to be fun. I just had to go and look up Fifth Story. Do you remember any of these guys? Gareth Gates, Dane Bowers, Adam Rickett. He was Adam Rickett. Was he the guy that was in Coronation Street? Kavanagh and Kenzie. Saturday the 1st of November. Big 90s reunion. All the boy bands together. I think Damage were great. Do you remember Ghetto Romance? Fantastic.